most of us have heard of Rembrandt's famous painting, The Night Watch. Little did many realise that under years of grime that built up on its surface, that masterpiece held a deep secret. Hi, I'm Bernie Diamond, and welcome again to the program as we take a look at your potential from a different perspective. And please stick with me because at the end of today's message, I'll be telling you about our latest life application booklet. It's called Your Path to Financial Security. And I'd love to send you a free copy to help you discover true security in the right place. But today is the very last day that it'll be available, so please don't miss out. Well, here we are. It's Friday and we're heading towards the end of another week. A week where we've been talking about realizing our potential, being all that God has created us to be. These days, the world tells us that all our potential is inside us. Look there, look inside, and you'll find it. Well, I do believe that God's planted seeds of potential in our DNA, seeds that He loved to water and breathe life into. As we saw on Monday, we've been created in His image, an awesome thought, handcrafted by Him to enjoy Him and to be like Him. But in each case, there's something that gets in the road of that beautiful plan. In each and every life, each and every one of us somehow falls short of the glory that God intends for us. These days, we're programmed to reach for our potential, to reach for the stars. Don't worry that we're not perfect. If it feels good, do it. Don't worry about this or that or old-fashioned ideas. Just do it. Yet, I can't get away from the fact that God is perfect. God is so good, so full of love, so perfect. He has this perfect plan for our lives. And it's a plan that doesn't involve the S word, sin. I used to hear Christians talking about sin, and I think, get out of here. Stop being so judgmental. Get real. Who needs that stuff? Who needs a guilt trip? Get on and live life. You know, whatever it is, whatever you want to do, do it. As long as it doesn't hurt anyone else, just do it. But the reality is that these failures, these weaknesses, this thing that Christians call sin, that's what holds us back from reaching our full potential. Maybe you really want a job promotion badly to get to the top, so you tread on people, you gossip, you stab them in the back. Well, we see that, don't we? It happens in the workplace all the time. And maybe that person gets to the top, but when they do, it's a hollow victory. Because there are no relationships left. There's no support from the people that person has risen above. People are murmuring. They're waiting for this person, this backstabber, who's trodden all over them. They're waiting for them to get their just desserts. Inevitably, that rubbish, that sin, robs us of the fruits of our potential. You see it so many times. A rock star who makes it to the top, but drugs get to them. People who are wealthy, and yet they just throw their money around and gamble it away. Even just normal people like you and me who have so much potential, so many things that we could do with our lives. Come on, how often do our weaknesses and our failures rob us of the fruits of that potential? And we get so used to it, this sin, if I can use that word, we stop noticing it. We don't see it anymore. It just becomes a part of everyday life. And when someone comes and points it out to us, we get all defensive. We get all angry. We say, you're being judgmental. I don't believe that's what God is doing when He talks about sin. What He's doing is saying, I have a good and perfect plan for your life, and that thing that I call sin in your life is robbing you of your potential. Most of us know of that really famous painting by Rembrandt called The Night Watch. It's a stunning painting. He painted it in 1642. It's a picture of a group of city guardmen waiting to be called into line. And the painting is called Night Watch because when they first found the painting, it was really dark. It was an old painting and, you know, old paintings get soiled, they get slightly damaged, no matter how well they're looked after. 1642 is just a few years ago. So it needed restoration. And when they restored it, this is what they discovered. When they lifted the grime and the grease and the deteriorated layer off, painstakingly, lovingly restoring the painting, they discovered actually it's a day scene. It's not a night scene at all. Now, they've never changed it to Day Watch, but that's what it should be called. We still call it the Night Watch, but it's actually not a night scene. The grime, the deterioration over the years, little by little, no one noticed it building up. It darkened the scene until even the experts thought it was a night scene. But when they restored it, we could all see it the way Rembrandt always intended us to see it, the way he painted it, the way he skillfully, beautifully created this stunning painting. Once it was restored, we could see its original image. Now that is what God is talking about. It's just like us. If you were with us earlier in the week, on Monday we talked about the fact that God has created us in his image, a beautiful and stunning picture, so full of life and colour and energy and creativity and potential. But little by little, compromises creep in. We turn our backs on God. And all of a sudden, it's not as bright and vibrant and alive as God means it to be. So God came up with this amazing image restoration plan. Jesus, his son, who died on the cross for us. A simple plan, a profound plan to pay the price for that sin to set us free. And that's why the Apostle Paul can write this. He says, if anyone believes in Christ, that person is a new creation. All the old muck has passed away and everything is new. It's like restoring this original painting, a decisive restoration act in God's forgiveness through Jesus. But then God has this other amazing plan, and it's a lifelong process. It's like each little bit of the painting being lovingly restored by its original creator. A painstaking task. It's amazing how many parts of our lives and attitudes and behaviours need restoring. And God leads us through those lovingly over time, through a process, in a time where we can handle it. It is such a beautiful plan. And it starts, for me, with the realisation that I, like Rembrandt's painting, The Night Watch, I was robbed of the fullness of the beauty of the image of God that he meant me to be like. And when I accepted Jesus, when I accepted him and said, I believe that I fall short of the glory of God. I believe that Jesus died for me. That was the beginning of the process of gentle, painstaking hand restoration by God himself. And my prayer is that today I look much more like Jesus than I did 10 years ago when I first met him. And in 10 years' time, I'll look much more like Jesus than I do now, because it's a journey and a process that God has ordained for every person. If only we would admit the same thing that the restorers found in the Rembrandt painting, that sin has robbed us of the fullness and the vibrancy of the image of God in us. The biggest thing for me in reaching my potential is to let him do that, to let him take the initiative, to engage and cooperate with him, to open my heart and my life to his delicate, loving touch as he gently restores me back into his image from glory to glory, from one step to the next step, rich and vibrant and vivid. Not like a black and white TV, but like a colour TV. And when that happens, his light streams in, and his fresh air streams in, and his living water streams in, and those seeds of potential that he's planted in our DNA, well, they can't help it. They just sprout and they grow into the fullness that God has planned, into a plant that has flowers and fruit that other people can enjoy. It's the natural way that God has with us. That's his plan. That's how God wants us to reach our full potential.
The truth is that money is a great servant, but a brutal master. Perhaps that's why so many people struggle with their attitude towards money. But let me tell you something. God wants you to find financial security in the right place. And that's why I'd love to send you a free copy of our latest life application booklet. It's called Your Path to Financial Security, and it's full of life-changing practical Bible teaching to help you discover true security, like I said, in the right place. To request your free copy, visit ChristianityWorks.com and you'll see that free offer right there toward the top of the homepage. Click on the offer, pop in your name and email, and that e-booklet will be winging its way to your inbox in just seconds. But this is the very last week that this particular booklet will be available, so don't miss out. The web address again is ChristianityWorks.com. Thank you so much for joining me. I'm Bernie Diamond, and I'll catch you again, same time Monday, with a different perspective.